The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Listen, your spoon doesn't mean junk if it ain't magic. I'm talking about Magic Spoon. Cereal that's actually pretty darn good for you, and it tastes as good, if not better, than your favorite cereals from when you were a kid. Every flavor I've had of Magic Spoon is magnificent. I'm not kidding. I have some favorites, but there's not one bad one. Everyone is delicious. Cookies and cream, maple waffle, fruity, cocoa, they're frosted. I love them all. I love them all. My daughter loves them. My wife loves them. 13, 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs. And listen to this, 140 calories per serving. With that kind of taste, you are talking about a real ace up your sleeve when you're getting a craving and you have to stay within your diet parameters, but you want something that's yummy. Magic Spoon has it right there for you. Get a custom bundle. Try it right now. Go to magicspoon.com/Mikey and you get yourself a custom bundle right now. Use the promo code Mikey at checkout. Save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/Mikey and use the code Mikey to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. And of course, I have to tell you about my friends at Bet Online. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your, hear this, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code BLEAV50, Believe 50. Receive your bonus. Basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, it doesn't matter. Bet Online has your back. They even got Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the amazing offers right now at Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Mike Catherwood here, and this is the Mikey Likes You podcast, live and direct from the Panocha Grande Ranch near Austin, Texas, somewhere nebulous. So it's the holidays, and I actually feel a little bit bad that I didn't do this podcast prior to Thanksgiving, but here we are. It's a couple days after Thanksgiving, and you know, I realized, and these are the topics that I like to do on the podcast because it happens organically. Something smacks me upside the head and makes me realize that there's an actual need, that there's a demand in the market for something like this, but the holidays, right? The holidays tend to really throw a wrench in our system. Certainly, it's well known that the holidays can be the bane to any good diet, and that there's always going to be weight gain attached to the holidays and all these things. And I love them. I have grown to love Christmas time, Hanukkah time, Thanksgiving time, the whole thing. I did not grow up feeling that way, but I just absolutely love the holidays now, and I think it's a large reflection on just how happy I am as a person overall. But the holidays, they can pose problems for your physique and then how you feel about yourself subsequently. So I have collected, and these are from, just pulled from my life. Because the more and more neurotic I would get about my weight and my appearance, the more and more I would come to have trouble around the holidays. And so I started to build up these defense mechanisms, coping mechanisms, and also just tips to get by and to make you not only deal with it a little bit better when it comes to weight gain, weight loss, but also just to be happier. So these are my top 5 holiday tips when it comes to looking your best. And not allowing the holidays to drag you down into depression. Number one, and I think this is really important, you are not a professional or competitive athlete. Okay? What I mean by that is we all sacrifice some level of our happiness or our comfort for the sake of our occupations. The hope is that you sacrifice now, and then somewhere down the line, you get back. There is some type of delivery of happiness in the long run. I have sacrificed lots of sleep for the sake of my career, you know, in radio, especially early on. But my hope was is that, yes, I'm sleeping 4 hours a night at most, but in the long run, this is going to pay off and I'm going to be happier. How many people sacrifice time that they'd love to spend with their family? You know, all of us, if you have children especially, you want to spend time with your family, but you know that you have to go and plug away at work because that's going to benefit the family overall. So you sacrifice the now, your comfort now, for the hopefully for the greater good in the long run. Not having pie or calculating and tracking all your calories at a Christmas dinner or at a holiday party is sacrificing your happiness now for no payoff in the long run, unless you're a professional athlete or a performer or a model. But most of us are not. So don't compromise your mental health and your well-being for something that's not going to give back to you in the long run. The holidays are about togetherness. They're about enriching your spirits. Don't allow your kind of anal retentive nature to prevent you from doing that, from enriching your spirits. Have that slice of pie. Go have those tamales with your family. Mashed potatoes. The camaraderie. The solidarity that comes around the holidays is better than any meal, and it's better than any present that you may receive. And you're definitely going to deprive yourself of something if you're constantly being guarded about everything that you're eating at holiday parties and around the holidays, okay? So just remind yourself you're not an actor, you're not a professional athlete, you're not someone who's competitive, and your body, your paycheck doesn't depend on your abs. Now, if they do, we all understand that there's a different set of boundaries, right? But if you're not, like most of us, understand that, you know, I'm someone who loves being lean and muscular. I do. I love it. And I'm willing to put in the work to get there. But I can tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, mental health, family bonding, bonding with friends, social networks, feelings of joy, and the feeling of living your life instead of letting life live you is far more important and is far more valuable than any amount of leanness or muscularity. Okay? So just remember, tip number one, you're not getting a paycheck for your body. So just relax. Enjoy yourself. Now, please, when thinking of tip number one, think of tip number two. And tip number two is, you are also not a fucking slob. Okay? There's a big difference between enjoying yourself and putting your mental health first by having those kind of moments of bonding surrounding food, enjoying the mashed potatoes and the gravy, and spending the entire day stuffing your face just because it's some arbitrary day on a calendar. Having a slice of pie after your nice stuffing and turkey will bring you joy. Having 25 handfuls of rice, of Chex Mix, followed by two bowls of onion dip, then getting to the meal and having four biscuits and 4 pounds of turkey with stuffing and gravy all on top of that, then topping that off with 11 beers and 4 slices of pie will not bring you joy. In fact, it will perpetuate, if not strengthen, your depression. Understand that there is a middle ground between being an anal retentive prick and a glutton. Bringing your Tupperware full of broccoli and chicken breast to your company party is not healthy. But on the alternative end, eating ad nauseum just because it's around you and it's the holidays is not healthy either. Understand balance, understand the middle ground. Do what's best for you and your well-being, and be honest about that, and I guarantee everything will work out. You can enjoy all the foods that you like to enjoy, not deprive yourself, but also not punish yourself simply because it's some time of year. Okay. So tip number one, you're not a professional athlete. You're not a slob though. Tip number three, and I know this sounds like hippie horseshit, but live in the moment. I can't tell you how many people, and I guarantee there's so many of you that are watching and listening to this that have no problem following a very strict diet. There's tremendous adherence Monday through Friday, and the weekend comes and you just go fucking haywire. Why is that? Because idle hands become puffy fat fucking hands. Where your mind is at has a profound effect on your eating habits. Scrolling through Instagram for 6 hours while you casually watch the NFL, waiting for that holiday meal to be prepared, thinking of things to do and just kind of passing the time is a recipe for you to then eat things that you don't even truly want. When your mind is engaged, you're at work or you're dealing with your family or your training, things like that. When you're focused, when you're present, when you're in the moment, you have a higher level of self-awareness. And so much of our hunger is actually just distraction. It's actually just boredom. And your mind goes to something that's readily available, completely socially accepted, and will give you that immediate sense of doing something. So when you go over to your family's house and dinner's in 3 hours and you're sitting there talking to your uncle or your brother-in-law and you're not necessarily having the greatest time, and then you start scrolling through Instagram and you're doing nothing and your mind is wandering, you'll look over at that bacon-wrapped hot dog or, you know, the stuffed hors d'oeuvre, who knows what it is, right? Or the bowl of M&Ms. Before you do that, take a deep breath. Really ask yourself, am I hungry or am I bored? This is something that can be carried over into every day, obviously. And try to snap back into presence and awareness. A real sense of mindfulness goes a long way. And I firmly believe, and I try to impart this message to everyone, and it wasn't for many years until I learned this myself and started to practice this. And it really paid off huge dividends. I always assumed that following a diet, following a strict training routine was a byproduct of willpower. And it's not. It has very little to do. Sure, there are those days when you just don't want to eat what you're eating, or you want to eat more of what you're eating, or you don't want to go to the gym and you push through. There is willpower involved, but it is not a large factor. A much larger factor is real, visceral self-awareness. And scouring through the pantry on a Saturday morning because you're not at work and you're kind of like, well, I don't know what to do. And you're next thing you know, you've dusted off half of the jar of peanut butter. It is not you being undisciplined. It is not you having a lack of willpower. It is truly just a lack of self-awareness. Take the time. Have a trick if you need. Snap your fingers. If it's breath work, something. Have a guy I used to really respect in the strength world. I forgot. It was either Christian Thibodeau. It was someone kind of in that T Nation world. Maybe it was Dave Tate. But used to wear a rubber band around their wrist. And they would just snap that rubber band. And it was the cue for them to kind of put themselves back in. It's like, really, let me do some inventory here. How am I feeling? Where am I at? Let me get back into my body. I've been spending too much time on Instagram. I've been spending too much time on, you know, my Netflix show that I'm watching. Let me get back in touch with how I really feel, who I really am, and where I'm at right now. I'm not distracted. I'm going to focus in, okay? That pays huge dividends in every aspect of your life, not just with your eating. But it is particularly important, I think, in the holidays because we have much more time on our hands. And there is a lot more there's a lot more situations where we're kind of forced into boredom, right? You have to go to other people's houses or you're throwing a party or there's just more downtime. And more downtime often leads to a distorted appetite or at least a perceived appetite that is not really there. All right, so stay in the moment.
I know things. I know things about diet and nutrition. Why do traditional diets not work? Because you can't fight your biology with willpower. You just can't do it. But Calibrate, it's different. It's a comprehensive, doctor-guided metabolic reset that promotes sustainable results through lifestyle changes. Calibrate works because they combine prescribed, FDA-approved medication with lifestyle changes to improve metabolic health. It's a fully integrated program that includes classes, one-on-one video coaching, in-app tracking, community with members just like you. They provide a comprehensive wellness plan personalized to your needs, so it's easy to fit Calibrate into your busy schedule. Check in with the app as often as you like, and all of the goals you set are personalized and tracked by a doctor and a coach. Your weight doesn't reflect your willpower. Remember that. Get back in control with Calibrate. Get $50 off the one-year metabolic reset when you use the promo code BLEAV at joincalibrate.com. That's believe at joincalibrate.com to get your $50 off bonus.
Tip number four, and this is the most... What, Gloria? Do you want to... My dog here. Hey, baby. Here, come here. Tip number four, and this is one that's really tangible, okay? Front load your protein. All right, I'll let you in. Tip number four, front loading protein. I always encourage people to have a protein dominant diet. Protein has a higher level of satiety. It keeps you more full. It gives you a better sense of being full. It also has a higher thermic rate than compared to the other two macros, being carbohydrates and fat. Protein actually burns more calories to digest. So it has a higher thermic body rate inside. So for the dieting athlete, a high protein diet is really, really wise. It's very practical. But one thing that protein does very well also, because of its satiety feeling, because of the way that it gives you a sense of fullness, is that if you really not only prioritize it throughout your day by eating a protein-dominant diet, front load your protein by eating it first and filling up on it, it has a much better effect of giving you a more reasonable sense of hunger to then attack the other stuff that's more fun and yummy, yummy. So you show up at that company party or you show up at that family dinner, chow down on the turkey first, get a good size serving, then move on to the fibrous vegetables, green beans, salad, things like that. Then with what's left over, you will have a lot better chance to then control the amount of biscuits and pie that you eat if you've done your due diligence and front-loaded that protein. If you're like me and at Christmas time, tamales are on the docket, you know, so you can't, there's not really protein available to front load, slam some whey protein isolate. Whey protein isolate especially is incredibly quickly digested, incredibly quickly digested. That is why bodybuilders have found it so valuable in a post and pre-workout situation. But one of the other kind of byproducts and benefits of that is that it is incredibly filling. That sense of being full subsides quickly. And that's why I don't recommend whey protein in comparison to other slower digesting proteins like casein or milk protein isolate for the dieting athlete, because a slower digesting protein will keep you fuller longer. So better in like an overall dieting sense. But for the first 20 to 30 minutes after ingesting whey protein, you feel very full because it's just getting rapidly into the bloodstream. And it gives you a really tangible, really noticeable feeling of fullness. So I will slam 50 grams of whey protein, 40 grams of whey protein right before I eat. If I know I'm going to, you know, a friend's house for dinner and I don't want to be rude and not eat the food that they're preparing me, or if I'm going out to dinner, if I'm going over to a holiday meal, I'll slam that whey protein, and it does give me such a much better control over the foods that I choose to eat. And then I can enjoy myself and not feel like I'm going to go too far overboard. And it seems effortless. But remember that does subside. So try to time it as well as you can. You can even slam it before you show up if you know that you're going to be eating pretty soon. For you vegans out there who are not going to take whey protein, essential amino acids has a very similar effect if you use 10 to 15 grams. So try to take that, you know, a vegan sourced. Most essential amino acids, good products are going to be from a vegan source, and you can slam those right before you go in to have that meal that you're gonna you know you might be engaging in some eating that isn't normal for you. Yeah, so there you go. Front load the protein and use that little whey protein trick if you don't have access to a good source of protein at the meal that you're eating. And finally, this tip, I can't take full credit for it. This comes from Pantera, the great Pantera. And that is, yesterday don't mean shit. Okay? We're all going to do it. No one's going to be perfect. You could take all of the four preceding tips and apply them. And sure, there's going to come those times where you knock back four or five more drinks than you wanted to, and now you're fucking loose, and you just crushed 14,000 calories worth of food, and you're unbuttoning the top button on your pants or letting out your dress, whatever it is. You know that feeling. It's going to happen, okay? It happens, especially around the holidays. Don't try to then go into panic mode and alter your life and your training protocol in order to try to make up for all the damage you've done. Yesterday is behind you. Acknowledge that it happened. Acknowledge that moments of it might have been quite enjoyable, but it happened, and now all you have to do is focus more. And focusing more doesn't mean now fasting for 2 days and doing tons of cardio to try to mitigate the damage that you've done. Focusing means applying more focus to your already pre-existing nutrition plan and training plan. And every one of you, I don't care what level of health, what age you are, what point in your life you're at, should have some form of consistent training program and some idea of a framework of how you eat. So don't try to alter that to make up for things that you did yesterday. Today is happening now. Acknowledge that last night happened. You went overboard, fine. The only thing you should alter is your mindset, because now you're going to become more focused. All right? I hope you all have the greatest holiday ever. We all deserve it, because the last couple years have been fucking rough. It's only varying degrees of crazy, right, since the pandemic hit, and it's been tough on everybody. So I genuinely feel from the bottom of my heart that your holiday season could be your best ever. And I genuinely wish that that's the case. I'm doing good. In this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares. Remember, I do.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.